Of course, part of vocal health is also looking after your voice with the amount of work, the amount of stress and strain that you are giving it. Today on the show, vocal conditioning through proper pacing. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. Yeah, if your body is tired, your voice sounds tired. It's one of the first areas where your lack of Zs shows itself. So before a recording session, get plenty of sleep so your voice doesn't sound too husky or in too low a register than the producer was expecting when they booked you from your demo reel. Total voice rest is really important. It's part of recovering from a voice injury, but not something that's advisable long term. Your vocal folds need to be exercised if they're not to decondition through lack of use. Therefore, more than a day or so without speaking, not really advisable. Better is to stop a problem from developing in the first place with better vocal conditioning through the use of proper pacing. So if you know you're going to have to do some strenuous voice work, then try and leave it to the end of the day. By then your voice will have warmed up, you'll have taken plenty of rest between readings, but the necessary strain will not have an immediate adverse effect on the rest of your work. Pianists insure their fingers for huge sums, ballet dancers their legs, violinists their actual violins. Your voice is your instrument. So it's your asset. It's you. You need to look after and nurture it. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.